A horse and carriage for Sister White. In a letter written in mid-February to Dr. John Kellogg, she makes mention of her plight. I am in perplexity to know just what to do. My crippled ankles forbid my walking much. My hip also at times is quite troublesome. I have always been where I could have a team at my command to ride out. I have thought that I would purchase a horse and carriage so that I could be outdoors more. But a good horse would cost me $200 and an ordinary carriage $200 and $300 for a good one. As I do not expect to stay here longer than this summer and fall, I hardly feel free to invest so much means when money is wanted so much in so many places. It is against me that I cannot have more exercise in the open air. At Heltzburg I have my horses and comfortable carriage and have made it my practice to ride out every day at least 2 hours. Within a month she had reached her decision and made the purchase, described in a letter to J.D. Rice in California. I am now quite a cripple from the broken ankle. It was injured 5 years ago in Battle Creek. I cannot walk at times without a cane. I have had to purchase me a horse and carriage, cost something more than $300 for the whole outfit. All deemed it necessary for me as they surely saw I could not get exercise by walking. I want you to tell your mother that the little feather bed she gave me goes everywhere I go and is a great comfort to me. My hip remains afflicted more severely now than for some time, but I am thankful that I am improving in health. I am cheerful and happy. The days were growing warmer. Shortly after the horse and carriage were secured, they were put into use in a trip to BN for the Sabbath meetings, March 20th. Accompanied by W.C. White, Mary, and B.L. Whitney, she made the trip Friday. There had not been time to give the appointment in the paper, but some in BN got the word by letter and spread it around. She spoke Friday evening, Sabbath, and Sunday morning. 6 churches were represented Sabbath morning, and the meeting room was crowded. In the social meeting held Sabbath afternoon, Ellen White reported that the testimonies borne were excellent, right to the point.